It's time for a pool check. No, we're not checking the backyard pool. We're checking out Tim Pool, who's Mr. Incel, the face of inceldom, if that's even a word. Tim Pool, we not brought him up on the weekly zoo. We haven't, but it's not to say that he's starting to dabble into red pill stuff, but that's not the thing. He's he tries to be this newsman for the right wing, and he's just a jaded little sissy little boy here. Let me try to get his latest hot take on this. He has to politicize everything. That's part of why I did the purple pill in the first place, was that we're politicizing gender, politicizing relationships. Can't just talk about loneliness, which is something that Poole has talked about previously, but this one he can't help himself. He's got impulse issues. We might fast forward or cut this up here. It's a 21 minute clip, and we cut it down. It was from a 30 minute almost. This guy was talking. This wasn't part of his nightly stream. It's his daily updates that he does. So let's just play this.
Oh, and man, does this video make me sad. I feel really bad for this woman. I hope and wish for her the best. I hope she finds friends. It's tough out there. It really is. But someone commented on this video where she cries and tells this story about how she was humiliated at a comedy show, not because people were mean, because they were nice. Someone commented, "There are no female incels. Women are only single by choice, even if that choice is I won't settle." And there's a really interesting...
That's incel.
I think it's worth
right
talking
there.
About. This idea
Red
of the
pill,
female incel towel. Versus the male incel, current dating, and why this woman is crying and why this video is going viral.
Maybe she's just lonely in general.
I got to tell you, the first thing, I watched this video of her telling the story, and boy, was I sad. She does not seem like a mean woman.
He's not really sad.
She does not come off like a snooty leftist cultist or anything like that.
Sure.
It is a sad woman who is trying to find friends and navigate this lonely world. And then by the end of the video, she hits the punchline. Not intentionally. But she makes a point as she's leaving this comedy club that just had me bust out laughing at full volume, man. And I feel bad. Because I want to say this, I'm not trying to be mean to her, but I'm sorry, it is funny.
It's not funny.
And with that being said,
you're sadistic. Okay,
it's a punchline. It's really a punchline. And that's why I laughed, but I still feel bad. You know what I mean? Like, you laugh at something, but you're like, I feel bad about it. But I want to say this. The reason why I think this story is important, and this I wanted to record this segment, is this woman... She's 33. She lives alone. She has no friends. She's tired of being single. And she's crying about how she's trying to go out in the real world to find people. And she can't. And I'm just like, how's that feminist dream working out for you?
Such a millennial.
And it's kind of scary, isn't it? Here's what we're witnessing, my friends, with things like this. There are many women who are depressed, who are on drugs, who are sad, who are angry, who are lonely.
Oh, my God.
Why is it? Is this a new phenomenon? Have women always been sad, depressed, angry, and lonely? Maybe.
No.
And that's why you end up with feminism in the first place?
Oh, wow. See,
but I tell you, for at least this woman,
being political,
she would have been happier living 100 years ago. She would have been married at a young age. She'd have a family. She would not be lonely. She would have community. She'd have church. Instead,
church,
what she has
right.
today is likely a career
Tribes.
Where she can afford to live alone. She has no friends, has been single for years, can't find anyone good, and it's not just, I'm not saying this is on women. You take a look at her story, and I saw this because Brianna Morello had tweeted it out saying, women shouldn't settle because society is making weak men, and that's true. Weak men across the board.
Oh, that's the
and
other
so
thing
you
he's
end up with
make.
This fractured society and people who are suffering because of it. I don't want to play the whole 7 minutes of her story. I'll play a little bit, and then...
And then he also makes a lecture on men where, you know, the man up, gotta go, and that's something I'll save for the much-awaited episode of The Purple Pill. I just have not had a chance to... I really feel for the girl than Temple, because he's an incel himself. You know, lonely little prick.
Not someone that posts or cries or anything on the internet, so this is a new one for me. I guess I need girls to rally with me and lift me up, because I feel so defeated right now. I've been trying to meet someone, just anybody worth my time, for years. And dating apps are so awful. I don't need to explain to you how awful the dating apps are. So I've been trying to meet people in public, and they're still trash when I do randomly meet people in public, but...
She is correct. I also want to stress, again, none of this is her fault. I don't see this as a woman who's... But I'm saying right now in this video, in this context... Oh. She's not coming out and cheering for the system as it is. She's trying to meet people, and she says they're trash. She's not wrong. How many guys are like, I don't want to settle down. I don't want to get married. I don't want to commit to you. I don't want to build a life. Don't tie me down. And I don't blame those guys either. The system is set up as such that guys are worried. It's like, if I get together with you and you change your mind, I get destroyed. How many movies, how many TV shows, how many documentaries, how many real-life exposés, how many stories have guys heard of marriages failing and the guy getting destroyed by it? They're terrified. Now, of course, there are a lot of guys.
I was going to say men destroy
more conservative guys who are going
to
say, why don't, oh, be a man. This the risk is a part of growing up, and these things happen, and find a good... Look, man, in these cities, in these blue areas, in places like Miami... Hey, shout out to all the red pillars down in Miami.
Oh, fresh. Yeah, I get why they view the world the way they do. My ring.
Because it's like, dude, these women are not the kind of women you can trust to be in a relationship with. Now, I don't know about this lady, but she's suffering because of it. Because she's going to go meet a guy, and he's going to be like, you know, my dream is to have a family, settle down, like, and buy a house with white picket fences and get a little dog named Scruffy. And, ma'am, I just don't know that I can trust you. Have a nice day. And then she's like, what the... Let's play some of the story.
Tonight takes the cake. Last week, I was like, I'm part of an app that you can basically get invited to these events. And there was a comedy thing coming up, and I bought a ticket and thought, maybe I'll meet people here. Maybe I'll meet a guy, or like just meet people in general that like I could become friends with. And then, you know, who knows what could happen. And let me just tell you how this went. I show up, it's a limited seating, get there first, like it's VY, it was like an open bar, and in my head, I'm a prompt person, so I got there like 20 minutes beforehand, and I happen to be the first person there. Okay, kind of weird, but okay. They tell me, since it's an intimate thing, try to sit in the front row because it's going to be hard to get people squishing through there, and it's a sold out show. Okay, that's fine. I sit in the front row, and it's about showtime, and I'm realizing like nobody else is in the front row. It's just me. Everybody's like filled in the back, like every row's filled with all the couples, of course, and then it's just me.
She looks very pretty.
I guess people, like some people had, I mean, of course, some people are going to drop out and not show up, but the host of the show comes up to me really quickly and like, Mouse, thank you for like sitting in the front row. And she proceeds to go up onto the stage and pointed out, like, it had everyone clap for me for being brave enough to sit in the front row. And like, that was fine. Like, I get it. Like, you know, people are afraid to sit in the front row. And I...
So basically, she goes on for another, like, 2 minutes just explaining this front row scenario. So I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
Like some gift card or something. And like, this is all in front of everybody. And I just like, I know nobody's sitting there like, oh my God, look at this girl. But like, it's just, like, feels like such a slap in the face. And I'm not even mad at the comics. I'm not even mad at the lady. Like, I would probably think the same thing. But like,
they're basically saying, like, good for you for coming here alone and sitting in the front row by yourself.
Just for this point in my life, like, it just feels
snarky.
Like, Jesus.
Now he's going snarky.
Brutal.
Like, I don't want to go out again. I'm tired of it. I'm over it. I'm sick of it. When I try, like, shit like this happens, and dating apps suck. And then I get into an Uber on the way home because I can't go have a drink like I wanted to because I have this giant fucking bag full of shit to carry around. And I get in this Uber and it's this 75-year-old woman with her dogs. And she won't stop talking about her dogs and like how she got an oil change and what'd you do tonight?
That's a whole separate thing.
And like,
should
I'm
be
being
reacting
nice and polite,
to.
But all I can think about is like, this
pay
is,
attention.
This is going to be me. Like, oh, no. And I know that's a worst case scenario. And it's not even like that's a terrible thing to be single all your life, but like,
yes, it is.
I just can't help but feel like I'm going to turn into this because I'm never going to meet someone. And for everybody who's going to tell me, it'll come along when you least expect it.
No, it won't.
I've been hearing that for 7 years, okay? I'm so sick of hearing that. There's such a thing as people that just don't find their person and don't get married. So, like, I'm a realist. And the realist in me is starting to think, like, that's gonna be me. And I'm depressed now over it.
I feel really bad for this lady, man. I really do. I don't wish her any ill will. I don't mean to belittle her struggles
sure,
and her trauma or anything like that.
Sure, he's just covering his ass.
I just gotta say, like, welcome to modern society. This could never happen 200 years ago. I mean, like, of course it did. There are circumstances where women became hags or whatever. I
oh
mean, in a literal
God.
Sense, not like an insult. Like, old,
oh, I don't
unmarried
mean to be an
women
insult.
Just...
Yeah,
but it's
yeah,
rare.
Sure.
Women were so dramatically important. How does this end up? Now, I've got a question for you. And for feminists. And even for this young lady. Well, I say young lady, but she's 33. She is an adult woman.
No.
Nearing
when you're
middle
36.
Age.
No, shut up, Tim.
Would you?
No. He said that she's middle aged. No. When you're 36, when you have more of your life as an adult than it is your child, I just hit that mark last year. And of course, I love how the right likes to make people more older than they are. And you just. I don't get that with them, but yet they're worried about trans and the drags messing the kids in a sense, but yet they like to, you know, they think 16-year-old girls are hot. You listen to Pearl.
Be happier in a polygamous society. I mean that in the literal, that's an actual question. Would you be willing to, would you be satisfied with like a nobleman?
God, can
you mean that figuratively,
yourself?
Like a wealthy businessman or, you know, man of political importance who's got 10 wives and you are one of them? Would that be better than being alone? Honest question. I'm not saying I know the answer. Seriously. I mean that literally. Comment below. Let me know what you think. Would people like this be happier? I think about what society would have been like 100 years ago for this woman. She'd have gotten married at probably 18 or 19. She would, I mean, even in the 50s, she'd have a family and a house. But here's the funny thing. I wonder, would she be happier then? Maybe. As the saying goes, you don't know what you got till it's gone. You know, they paved paradise to put up a parking lot. But humans live in a state of relative happiness.
Santana?
That means
that
even today,
Santana?
As incredible as everything is, people are going to be upset. And don't get me wrong. Coming from the highs of the Trump economy to the lows now, it's kind of like, I get it. Your cheeseburgers cost $5. I'm looking at the inflation charts for the average prices of McDonald's food. And you got these people being like, well,
just
stop comparing the highest, most expensive markets to the lowest. And it's like, dude, there's a chart showing the average price of all McDonald's. and it's gone from like a dollar for a cheeseburger to $4. I said five, but I'm being hyperbolic. It's $3.89 or something with taxes.
Yeah, he like pronounced it better than Tate Boy.
So yeah, I mean, I understand why people are getting upset, but I'd just be willing to bet that a lot of people like this, if it was the 50s, they'd be like, I'm so unhappy because my husband does this and does that. And they don't know what you got till it's gone. I'd be willing to bet. You ask this lady, would you be willing to be a stay-at-home wife? No career. Your husband's in charge of the finances outside the home. You're in charge of things inside the home. Would that be acceptable to you? You'll have kids. You'll have a family. You'll have community. I'd imagine at this point she'd say yes. I think a lot of women would say yes. And I think you've got, in this modern society, this is, you know, women being told, you want to have a career, you have to be responsible for yourself. And there are a lot of, and this is it's not unique to women, or I should say it's not only the fault of women, but it's also the, I'd say, weak men. Our society in general is aflame. Right now, there are guys out there.
Oh, wow.
These guys are average looking, and they are incels, involuntary celibate.
And you are not, Tim.
For a while, we saw
look
online,
like one.
And
look
Hikikomori,
like the...
Japan calls them.
Oh, the Hikikomori.
There was this one interview that came up like 10 years ago, and it was a guy saying that he was like an incel. And everyone's like, he's an average looking dude. He's like, there's nothing wrong with him. He's just like normal looking dude.
We should learn what happened with Japan.
But he was like, I can't get a relationship, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think the challenge for this woman is feminism in every facet. Telling guys to not be masculine, telling women to be girl bosses. And I'll tell you what the end result is. I'm not saying feminism in general is wrong or anything like that.
Oh, in general.
I'm saying that the end result in large numbers results in things like this. So what do you get? Women who prioritize career over family, and now at 33 are like, why can't I find a relationship? Well, you were 26 when you started looking. What happened? 26? Wow. I mean, you go back in time, all of human history, and you've got 18-year-olds getting married, having families in their early 20s, grandparents in their 40s. And now, at 26, you are like, I want to, you know, be with someone. You know, I suppose the challenge is for any guy who's got money, has succeeded, is strong, they're targeting 22-year-olds. That's what the data shows us. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying it's right. I know feminists, they get all angry when I say, but that's what the data shows. Data shows that guys are choosing 22-year-olds. That's like the principal number. It really is. You take a look at guys right now, and I want to rag on guys too, because I got to tell you, I don't know much about this lady. I do want to say where there's smoke, there's fire. And if as the saying goes, if you smell crap everywhere, check your boot. We see this video of this lady and she's crying, being like, why can't I find a relationship? For all we know, like, she smells horrible. And as soon as the camera turns off, she like just starts farting a whole bunch. Who knows, right? I'm not saying
wow.
She does. But I'm not going to just sit here and say that she's perfect either. She's 33 and single, and she's a woman. Like,
okay, he is going down there. He feels bad and he starts trash on her. This is passive aggressive 101. Good God. The right wing just can't keep their stuff together. Right? They just have to go to there, right? All right. Tim Pool, that was Timothy Pool. That's our pool check for the day here on the Weekly Zoo here. If you are noticing, I'm wearing the same outfit as my first block. It's because I'm in the magic of TV and radio. I can just look like we went from one segment to the other one. And, yep, that's our pool check here. And coming up next, we're going to continue to dig deeper in this this unfortunate trend. And I found this just surfing around on the interwebs. And that will be coming up next. And, here on the Zoo here. So stand by. We'll be back momentarily.